topic, which is bighorn sheep seasons for 2017. Only minor changes. We like to keep these things relatively steady, but bighorns we manage on a close enough basis that if biologists are seeing specific areas of concern, we like to be able to come on a yearly basis and make these small changes. So minor revisions and permits, and these, again, we do have a game management plan that we use as guidance for telling us when we should make certain changes. So just a single reduction proposed for 2017 relative to 2016. The Vulcan Mountain bighorn herd is among our smallest herds. It's probably the smallest herd we have that we actively hunt at all. We've been issuing only a single ram permit for the past few years. There's something on the order of 50 animals in that herd. It does appear to be finally growing a bit. We actually augmented that herd this past year with 8 animals from Clemens. We were only able to do that once we had clarified that it was not disease. It does not have pneumonia, which is good. We can't tell you exactly why it's been so stuck. It's a limited amount of habitat. It's not a place that's going to hold hundreds and hundreds of bighorns, but it could be larger. But there's only a few good-sized rams in there right now, so we want to make sure that the breeding structure is good and hunters are not feeling like they have applied for a permit and there's no decent trophy there. So we are proposing backing off that one permit for this year. We co-manage that with our tribal partners, the Colville Tribe. They did similarly last year, and so we're kind of matching them, and hopefully in a couple of years we can both offer a permit again in that herd if it grows the way we're hoping it will. And then on the Clemen herd, what you have in front of you is the proposal you're seeing is that we would actually propose increasing harvest by a substantial amount, essentially doubling both the number of ewes and the number of rams we take from that herd. And the reason is that that herd is actually too large. It is larger than the number we think can safely be sustained over time. The primary reason we're concerned about large size in that herd is that it is right adjacent to federal sheep allotments where there are domestic sheep grazing. We're continuing to work with the Forest Service toward resolution of that issue, but in the meantime, the more bighorns there are, the more chance there is for movement of those bighorns and contacting the domestic sheep. And should that happen, then we're concerned that we would lose the entire herd. So what you're seeing in front of you is a proposal to increase the ewe harvest, which is a way to reduce that herd. It's our best, in some ways, not best known, all told, but we know quite precisely how many animals there are in that because it's a fed herd. They utilize the same feeding areas as for the elk in the Oak Creek area. So they come down in winter, particularly winter like this. Almost the entire herd can be viewed literally from your car, and so they're fairly easy to count. But that also tells us that there really are more than we want. And this is what it looks like in a winter such as this winter. And just a bit of news, one idea that, of course, that pops up is, well, if you've got a herd that's too large, rather than increase ewe harvest, why not move them? And it's a twofold answer. One is, yes, we are. And this past winter, we moved, I think, 15 or 16 to the nearby Quillamine herd, mostly to be able to get radio collars on the Quillamine herd so we could understand it better. It's a difficult animal, difficult herd to study. So by moving animals that are already, we can put the collar on when we have them in hand. That's a relatively easy way to learn more about it. And then, as I mentioned, we moved 8 animals to the Vulcan herd, that small one that really does need some additional propping up. That said, even the Clemen herd, which is easy to deal with because we've got this trap set up there, we are limited in our ability to move animals due to the capability of the recipient herd. We certainly can't move animals into a herd that's already diseased, because those animals will simply pick up a disease. We're limited by the distinction between the California-type bighorn and the Rocky-type bighorn. In my frank opinion, I think that's kind of an unfortunate distinction, but it's one that I think we need to continue to live with at least for some years. So it's easier said than done to just move animals from place to place. All of that said, as Jerry Nelson pointed out, we've had a tough winter, and no sooner had I made this recommendation that the proposal of the district biologist that we increase ewe hunting to get the herd closer to our desired level, than we started finding out about some winter mortality in that herd. So it could be that, in fact, winter has done the job for us, and there's no need to do that. So we don't want to overdo it. So rather than come to you with that specific proposal right now, I thought I would take Jerry's lead and let you know that, in fact, we may be backtracking on this very proposal because there's simply no need anymore. But I didn't want to do that right away because I want to give our biologists in the field a couple more weeks to look and see whether other herds have also suffered from the winter, in which case I could give you a more comprehensive proposal. I don't anticipate that. I don't know of any other herds that I think are in that situation. But bighorns are susceptible to tough winters. They like to be in a place where they can get out of the snow in the winter if at all possible, and this has been a winter where that's been tough for them. So I will be following Jerry's lead and making a final proposal about changes in April. And it could well be that the end result of that will be fewer changes from 2016 than you're seeing before you right now. And I believe that's all I have on bighorn sheep.
You brought it up. I'm interested in a taxonomy lesson now that I know our biologist doesn't really believe in the subspecies. But where do we have the Rocky Mountains and where do we have the Californias? And is Washington the only state with the mix of subspecies? Because we have sort of the different habitats.
Okay, so to answer your first question first, all of the bighorns in the Blue Mountain area in our District 3 down in Jay's area, those are all considered Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep, as is the herd at Hall Mountain north of Sullivan Lake. All of the other herds we have are considered to be California. The years ago, that was considered to be a valid subspecies taxonomy. That's been overturned by recent genetic work. It's not just me. The taxonomists have sort of said, you know, that doesn't really exist. It's a hunting categorization, and it would be kind of upsetting to the hunting world were we simply to say, okay, we're going to mix and match. In 10 or 20 years, I wouldn't be surprised if we're at that point due to genetic concerns. But we're not there now, and I don't think it's not a pressing enough issue that I think we need to upset that apple cart at the moment. We are not the only state with both. Oregon has both. Nevada has California type, Rocky Mountain type, and desert type as well. And desert are considered to be a separate subspecies from Rocky Mountain. That's been shown to be more scientifically based. British Columbia. In fact, the type specimen for the California bighorn sheep came not from California, but from British Columbia. And the bighorn sheep that they have in California are not California sheep. So more taxonomy than you needed.
Thank you.
If I can take just done, yeah. Two more minutes, mountain goats are not on the agenda because we are not proposing any changes at all this year in our hunting season, but I did want to just make you aware as a public notice, take three more minutes, that we're expecting publication of the draft environmental impact statement on Olympic National Park mountain goats to come out. I believe I'm told now that the expected publication date is March 31st. It's been kind of a moving target. I've mentioned, I think, to the commission in the past that we're involved with that project because two of the alternatives that will be in that Olympic Park environmental impact statement involve us. They involve live transfer of animals from the park to our jurisdiction, and then they would be going into North Cascades. So there'll be a public comment period during the spring, probably the months of April and May. There are public hearings scheduled in Seattle, Everett, Port Angeles, and here. You'll be getting official messages from our PR shop there on top of it, so you'll be hearing about it, but I just did want to remind you to be on the lookout for that, and you may well be hearing from the public about that as well. And if there's questions about that that I can answer, given that the EIS is not out yet, I'd be happy to do that as well.
Thank you.
There's no.
I was going to do that.
There's no public input on this.